How did Julie cope at school?
Again, she just took it in her stride. School were very good. I was invited into a staff meeting to discuss any problems Julie might have and just the whole situation, because they hadn't had a pupil before with diabetes. I think they've had them since. And the hospital dietitian came in with me as well. Unfortunately, we couldn't work out school dinners because it was just impossible to work out what carbohydrate was in there. And everybody had to have school dinners, and Julie wanted to stay. So the head very kindly said she could take a packed lunch, because it wasn't long before half of the other children wanted to take a packed lunch. So we set a trend there. Her friends were fantastic. If she went somewhere to play, the parents would ring me up and say, what can she have? And all of her friends that she regularly went to, I would give them some sugar-free squash, so that she'd got something to drink. And the school the same, she'd got plenty to drink. She did have one or two hypos in school, and the school nurse, I don't think, coped very well. Julie came home one day, and that evening she actually ended up in hospital. Her blood sugars had dropped and dropped, and the school nurse had said, no, don't give her any glucose, which was the wrong thing to do, but we got through that one. secondary school, again, I went to the school and explained matters, but they just seemed to think, oh, so what? Unfortunately, she got through school without any problems. Her friends, she'd grown up with these friends and her diabetes, they knew what was what. They knew that if she was starting to look a bit funny or argumentative, Julie have some glucose or something. So secondary school, although they really weren't that concerned, it really didn't matter that much, yes.
When you say that at primary school she had a few hypos, do you mean sort of she was out cold, or what do you mean by that?
I'll give you, for instance, they did, I don't know what they called it then, whether it was the 11 plus, it's now Key Stage 2 exams, but I think it was called the 11 plus at the time, which is sort of the exam at the end of your junior school. And the head was walking up and down and just sort of glancing at people's papers, and she noticed that Julie's writing was deteriorating to the point where it wasn't legible anymore. So it was more that sort of thing. And in fact, the head was very good. She wrote on the paper, she put a note on the paper to say that Julie had gone hypo during the paper. And then for the next paper, because there was two of them, she phoned me beforehand and said, can you make sure Julie's well stocked up? There's another paper coming up. So it tended to be things like that, apart from this once when it was, as I say, she ended up in a coma when she got home. And that was actually quite frightening, because she was sitting on the settee, and the next thing I knew, she was, she'd wet herself and she fell on the floor. So my husband just whisked her up. We put her in the car, drove her into hospital, and they put her on glucose straight away, and she was in overnight. But that was the only time that we had a real problem with school.